game on the slant, gives the Gators a first and goal.
Doug is down. Doug is down. Don't know the severity of it. He's holding his left foot.
There were 4 minutes and 18 seconds in the second quarter of the Orange Bowl, the last time anyone watched Doug Johnson throw a pass in competition.
You know, the guy just wrapped me around, and my leg got caught up under him, and I couldn't get out of the ground when I was twisting around. So it's just something freak like that, and happens to a lot of football players.
But right now, the Gator training staff is out looking at the Gator quarterback, who is down at the 35-yard line.
He has
his helmet off.
Johnson will be remembered for the way he encouraged and rallied the team as medical personnel carried him off the field. He says he knew he had to keep spirits high to maintain a victory.
It's kind of a momentum breaker when, you know, your quarterback gets hurt and gets toted off the game for the offense. And, you know, just the guys need to keep going, need to keep pounding away at them. And they did.
Johnson's demonstration of leadership that day, despite his injury, set well with fans and coaches alike. Many were also glad when they heard about Johnson's big career decision this spring to give up playing professional baseball with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in order to concentrate on his academics and football.
I'll be full strength during the summer, so, you know, I'm staying here this summer, not playing baseball, and I think that was key. You know, being able to go out there and throw this summer, you know, after I decided not to go play baseball. It's going to help me in the process of being the best I can be in the fall.
Johnson's always had a love for both sports, and critics have been harsh on him for it, pointing out how out of shape he was at the beginning of fall practice last year. That, plus a slow start when the season began, resulted in Coach Steve Spurrier interchanging Johnson with then-sophomore rival Jesse Palmer. But Johnson says his team members understand his decisions, and now he's ready to fully step into a leadership position for the Gators.
The team's always known I've been committed here. You know, they all know that if it was happening to them, you know, if they were in my situation, they'd probably be doing the same thing as far as playing baseball and football. I mean, but, you know, I gave up baseball this summer, and I'm 100% a Gator quarterback for my senior year. And, you know, trying to make the best year I can of it.
Currently, Johnson has 5 screws and a metal plate on his left foot and spent 2 days in the hospital fighting an infection after a recent surgery on the injury. The bones are healing, and this spring he's working to strengthen the muscles around his ankle, trying to get his calf and quad muscles back up to what they were.
I can jog on it right now. I can run full. I can run straight ahead, but trying to change directions and pushing off of it, that's where right now I'm pretty weak at.
But Johnson has high hopes for a successful season. He's become accustomed to it, first as a Buchholz High School star quarterback in Gainesville, and he even saw some playing time in the victory over FSU, giving the Gators their first national championship. But those were the Danny Werfel years at Florida, and Doug played in Werfel's shadow. He admits Werfel's a tough act to follow, but says he's not trying to fill Werfel's shoes.
Danny was real successful here. He did a lot of great things, but I'm not trying to be another Danny Werfel. I'm just trying to play the game best I can. That's all I can ask myself, and I think that's the way God intended it. He didn't intend for people to be the same. He intended for each person to have their own individuality, and that's what I intend to do.
If following Werfel wasn't tough enough, Johnson's had some other rocks in the road at Florida, including a suspension for breaking team rules the weekend of the LSU game, a game the Gators lost.
Everybody's going to get knocked down. Everybody's going to fail. It's natural. You're not going to be successful every time you go out there. You're going to fail. And whoever can come back through that and whoever can, filter out the bad and keep in the good as far as all the, everything you're hearing, I think that's the key. And just going out there and try not to make the same mistakes you have.
Johnson says he realizes to be successful as a student athlete, particularly at Florida, he has to have commitment on and off the field. So after playing in the shadow of a Heisman winner, after making tough decisions about his love between two sports, and dealing with injuries, he's now ready to step fully into the leadership spot his senior year. His most immediate goal is an SEC championship in 1999. For all the tough times, Johnson has had some memorable moments at the quarterback position.
I think I mean, it's one of the plays, you know, in 97 with Florida State, the pass to Jacquez, that was a big play.
Johnson in the shotgun takes the snap. He's looking and looking, throwing a deep ball down the right sideline. It's caught by Green at the 40. He's at the 30, cutting left side. Quezzy Green, 20, trying to get outside. Stiff arms a man and down at the 18-yard line. Oh, my. Quez Green holds in a long Johnson aerial.
For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.